Okay, this is Eric Olander, ICRT News, Taiwan Human Rights Interval, April 25, 1991. Suggested lead goes as follows. The recent imprisonment of Hualong Corporation Chairman Ong Youming in solitary confinement and incommunicado is highlighting the Republic of China's questionable human rights record. In this morning's interval, ICRT News correspondent Eric Olander reports that one international human rights organization is becoming very concerned with Taiwan's treatment of its prisoners. Story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The London-based human rights organization Amnesty International is criticizing the ROC law which permits the detention of suspects in solitary confinement and incommunicado. According to the law, a prisoner may be detained in this situation for up to 60 days with a possible 30-day extension. Amnesty's concerns with regard to these types of incarceration laws are twofold. First, they say, these kinds of situations tend to inspire mistreatment by police and judicial authorities when prisoners are not given an opportunity to establish their innocence with either their own legal counsel or representatives of the government. Secondly, Amnesty has found that prisoners who are detained incommunicado are often tortured and physically mistreated by police when they have to stay behind bars for so long in isolation. Jack Rendler of Amnesty International says the case of Ong Youming has been referred to Amnesty's headquarters in London for review. Should they conclude that Ong's human rights are being violated, Rendler explains what Amnesty will do.
In Taiwan, there's more likely to be, I think, a direct intervention from London to the government of Taiwan and probably letting other governments and the world press know that there is a concern about an individual, not because of because he's in prison because of his political beliefs, although there are prisoners of conscience in Taiwan, but more because of the conditions of detention, the unfairness of the trial proceedings, the lack of access to counsel, and the length of incommunicado detention.
Unquestionably, Amnesty's biggest concern with regard to human rights violations on the ROC is the government's increased use of the death penalty. In 1990, 72 people were reportedly executed in Taiwan, three more than in 1989. And according to the China Post, the ROC executed over three times as many people last year as in those years prior to 1989. In response to Amnesty's charges of excessive human rights violations by execution, the Judicial Yuan released a statement last year arguing that only 40% of the countries in the world had abolished the death penalty, and that it had been shown that in most instances public opinion was not in favor of abolition. It concluded that the discussion about abolition was, quote, academic, impractical, and unrealistic. The Judicial Yuan also pointed out that the death penalty is required to combat serious crime, and that the courts impose death sentences carefully and only for very serious crimes such as rape, murder, and kidnap. Naturally, Amnesty International was not satisfied with the Judicial Yuan's explanation. For this morning's interval, I'm Eric Olander in San Francisco.